A Memramcook family has gifted a small piece of land along the Petitcodiac River to the Emlemcook or Fort Folly First Nation. The acquisition announced last week is part of a larger project that Emlemcook is working on called Indigenous Protected Conserved Areas, or IPCA. Here's Emlemcook Cultural Coordinator Nicole Porter.
So Fort Folly has a fund set up, and through this fund, we purchase lands or people donate land to conservation, and we hold it in trust for everyone to be able to use in a good way, in a sustainable way. It won't be harvested for like clear cut down. It won't be developed or anything like that. It is strictly for conservation.
Three other groups in the province also have IPCA projects underway, and Porter says they work in concert to protect land and make it open to the Mi'kmaq people all across Mi'kma'ki.
We do have parcels all around the Tantamare area that we have identified as sacred, or we use it for ceremony, for gatherings. We identified all these areas, and that's where we're focusing on for us.
The IPCA projects were started about 5 years ago, and part of the plan, says Porter, involves the province matching and donating some Crown land for conservation. But that hasn't quite come to fruition, says Porter.
The New Brunswick government has not reached or given any Crown land that we've identified as sacred Indigenous areas. Or areas that we need for our medicines and gathering. They haven't given any of that land, to my knowledge, back.
Emlemcook First Nation has made some progress over the years the IPCA project has been running, with a number of parcels on land on the Fort Folly Peninsula between the Memramcook and Petitcodiac Rivers, and also surrounding the current community home outside Dorchester. Porter says the existing buildings and trails on acquired land will remain, but the intention is to prevent further expansion or development. For example, on the Fort Folly Peninsula, there are a number of ATV trails.
And those will continue to still be used, but then what we would do is just monitor, making sure there's no additional trails being built or put in, or any more off-roading is being done, that we stick to the trails that are there and those trails stay as they are and they don't move or shift. That would be what we do as conservation and making sure that it stays as it is.
Porter says part of the project is building a guardianship program, training people in monitoring and conservation, and empowering them to stand up for Indigenous land rights. Currently, a group of summer students are being trained.
They are actually getting the training. They're hands-on out there identifying the plants that are on these IPCA project, our lands that we've acquired. They're going out, putting in like minnow traps into the rivers, the streams. They are doing water analysis. So they're actually testing the waters to see, you know, is there any toxins in there? Cleaning up those lands as well too. So when they're out there, if they see any old dump sites, we'll identify it and the habitat will go in as part of their projects and clean up those land sites as well too. There's other data collection that we're doing on these lands. So it is a big project, and, you know, we're just glad that we have our up and coming, our teens and that out there helping us with this.
That's Nicole Porter, cultural coordinator with Fort Folly or Emlemcook First Nation. The most recent IPCA donation came from Daniel LeBlanc and family and is a 3-acre strip of marsh along the Petitcodiac River at Beaumont, the original site of the Fort Folly settlement. The gift of land was celebrated last week, following this year's ancestor ceremony at Beaumont, just 100 meters away.
Beaumont is one of the oldest burial sites for our people, so we want to make sure that we continue to honor our ancestors in a good way. So I started doing yearly ancestor ceremonies there, and I have Elder Donna Augustine come down. And she was one of the elders, as well as Gilbert Sewell, that helped repatriate some ancestor bones from Skull Island. So this site is also a reburial site of some of our Mi'kmaq ancestors that are dating back, I think it was like 1400 AD. is what these bones were dated to. So it is a very special site. So we want to honor those. And so that's what we were doing there. And I usually hold it around the same time that we would have normally gone over there and done our St. Anne's Day celebration and our community day feast here now. So we go over there, we have ceremony, and then we come back here and have our feast part afterwards.
Porter says Beaumont was once a major gathering place for people from all over Mi'kma'ki, with St. Anne's Day celebrations often drawing leaders from as far as PEI, Cape Breton, the Gaspé, and Newfoundland. The St. Anne de Beaumont Church still stands there, though Porter says Emlumgook no longer uses it for ceremonies. The use of the area, says Porter, dates back before that and was part of a larger transportation route.
But before that church was even built, some of our elders talk about a time where they would just come and it'd be like a stomping ground, a resting spot before they would take off on their journeys. So with the area of Beaumont where it situates right along the Petitcodiac River. So if you stop there, let's say you're coming from Jibuk to Halifax, using our waterways and our portage routes, you can travel, stop over in Beaumont, and then ride the tidal bore 20 plus kilometers up into like Sussex area, and then portage over to the Wollastook River, go further north up to Gaspésia in Quebec, Gaspé Peninsula, or you could even go down south to St. John into Maine just by riding that tidal bore. So it was a very, very prominent stomping location.
A three-acre strip of land at Beaumont is now part of the Emlumgook First Nation Conservation Trust, thanks to a gift from Danielle LeBlanc and family of Memramcook.